Friday. Today is April the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fruit and insects, two different things we're going to talk about. The first one is a pawpaw conference taking place here in the state of Ohio. We'll have all the details on that. It's coming up in May. Also taking a look at boxwood moths, something we talked about a couple weeks ago, rearing their ugly head again. We'll have the details next.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look out in the backyard and garden, most folks may not know, but the pawpaw is the official native fruit of Ohio. Now, it may be one of the most unknown fruits, actually, that's grown in the state. If you're interested in learning more about pawpaws or building on maybe your existing knowledge, there is an opportunity. It's the 2024 Ohio Pawpaw Conference and Trade Show. That's going to be held May 18th at the OSU Worcester campus, the Schisler Center. That's at 1680 Madison Avenue there in Worcester. The day will begin. It's going to be packed with an array of topics and speakers, including cooking with pawpaws, a panel on pawpaw varieties, production and marketing, also the mycorrhizal associations of the plants, pawpaw flower pollination and physiology, a grafting workshop, and a tour of the West View Pawpaw Farm that's located just south of Worcester. The trade show will also be of interest to conference attendees. Cost is $50 per person. It does include breakfast, lunch, and your trade show, as well as the tour. You can visit go.osu.edu/pawpaw2024 to register. That registration deadline is May 13th. We also want to take some time today and talk about box tree moths. We talked about these a couple weeks ago, and just sort of as an update, the box tree moth is a non-native pest of boxwoods. It's native to a wide geographic range from Korea across China and Indochina Peninsula, even into eastern India. Now, not coincidentally, this is also the same geographic range for the so-called Asian boxwoods. The boxwood moth is not considered a significant pest of native boxwoods in its Asian range. Presumably, this is partly due to that natural boxwood moth population suppression exerted by a range of enemies that target the boxwood moths. The native three Ps, predators, parasitoids, and pathogens, if you will, those can keep native pests in check. Also, in a relatively narrow boxwood moth's host range, that's meant the moths and their primary host have co-evolved, so it's likely that natural selection imbued Asian boxwoods with some sort of defense against these problems. Now, the boxwood moth was discovered in Europe, in Germany, in 2007, and it spread quickly across the continent, ravaging native European boxwoods. The rapid spread of box tree moth was most likely abetted by several factors, including the inability of the native boxwoods to defend themselves against the non-native boxwood moth, and this is common when a native host appears on the dinner plate for non-native pests. It's also common for non-native pests to rapidly develop high-damaging populations once they leave behind those three pieces that we talked about, the predators, parasitoids, and pathogens that are found in their native home range. Now, the boxwood moth was first confirmed in Ohio by the Ohio Department of Agriculture in late June of 2023 based on an adult captured in the southwest part of the state in Loveland near the conjunction of Hamilton, Claremont, Warren, and Butler counties. And adult moths were also subsequently trapped in Montgomery and Greene counties in September of last year. The southwest Ohio infestations are the southernmost boxwood moth populations currently known in North America. And as was noted in the past, the ODA issues quarantines in southwest Ohio for invasive box tree moths. A box tree moth quarantine is now in effect for the Ohio counties of Butler, Claremont, Hamilton, and Warren, and parts of two other counties, which would be Montgomery and Greene. But overall, what they're asking for is people just to pay attention if they have boxwood trees to see if maybe there's some infestations going on. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue where we left off talking about the boxwood moth and what we want to look for in Ohio is we do have several counties in the southwest part of the state that are quarantined. And basically, the overarching purpose of a plant pest quarantine is to prevent the further spread of the regulated pest through the movement of infested plant material. So boxwoods are not allowed to be moved outside of that quarantine zone. Now, boxwoods can be moved within the zone. However, to reduce the business impacts for nursery stock producers located within that regulated area, the ODA, in partnership with the USDA, has developed a box tree moth compliance agreement that basically requires nursery stock producers to work closely with their ODA inspectors to implement a multi-step pest management plan that was developed by the ODA and USDA in conjunction with research scientists. So strict adherence to the agreement allows shipments to be made outside of the quarantine zone. Nursery producers can learn more about that by contacting their nursery inspector. But this pest really is basically devastating to boxwoods, our native boxwoods, when they do get infested. The damage is confined, fortunately, to boxwoods, although science literature does list a few other hosts that have been found in Asia. The box tree moth has not been found in feeding on any other host in North America besides boxwoods. The box tree moth is a potential boxwood killer if infestations are allowed to develop and expand unchecked. Quoting from an APHIS document that was out there, in introduced areas where box tree moth has two generations per year, boxwood stands have declined over 95% in 8 years or less. Now, of course, the box tree moth caterpillars are relatively easy to kill, so the impact can be mitigated or suppressed if they can be detected before they cause significant damage. Like other moths and butterflies, the box tree moth develops from eggs to adults through a complete metamorphosis process. The caterpillars have to shed their skin as they grow, and it's something like needing to buy new clothes for children as they grow up. Each time the caterpillar molts, they advance into a new instar stage. Now, according to the literature, the box tree moth caterpillars may develop through as many as 7 different instar stages, although some papers say they only go through 6. The caterpillars become larger, they consume more foliage, therefore they do more damage, and each instar stage produces more damage than the first stage. The total seasonal damage by plant-feeding insects depends on the number of generations and the population densities for each generation. Normally, throughout the growing season, overall population densities increase with each generation, meaning more damage occurred with each successive generation. So knowing the number of generations is critical for developing and applying effective management plans. The box tree moth produces what they call split generations, even with eggs hatching in the fall, caterpillars feeding before they overwinter in a specialized structure, and then the caterpillars don't hibernate. They actually fall into a physiological deep sleep, if you will, called diapause. The literature constantly notes that the overwintering caterpillars are in their 3rd to 4th instar stage. Caterpillars in several locations in southwest Ohio appeared to be in that 2nd instar stage as they were found. The apparent discrepancy then deserves further investigation that is being conducted. The box tree moth early instar caterpillars have emerged from diapause and now they're resuming their feeding in parts of southwest Ohio. The adult moths produced from the split generations now will lay eggs and initiate that first full generation later on this season. As far as identification goes, the distinctive box tree moth caterpillars are greenish to green-yellow with black stripes and black dots. They display this color motif throughout their development. There are no native caterpillars that defoliate boxwood, so that is something to keep in mind. If you find a caterpillar that looks like that, green with a couple stripes down its back and spots on boxwoods feeding, that could be the culprit. As the box tree moth caterpillars get larger, they start consuming the entire leaf. However, they often leave behind the leaf edges and sometimes the mid veins. The tissue curls to produce characteristic hair-like cuticle symptoms and turn brown. The unusual damage is easy to spot, and there's nothing else that produces symptoms on boxwoods like it. So just a couple things to keep in mind if you have boxwoods out there. Be sure to pay attention. They also, by the way, do produce sort of a silk. Now, they're not heavy silk producers like fall webworms maybe, but that's also something that you may see and notice that gets your attention on the boxwoods. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.